The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The ratio of Jack Daniels to you taking a leak is huge. So you're taking in what? 6 ounces of Jack Daniels, and you're losing probably 20 ounces of fluid. So do the math.
What math? What? Gabe is looking like he actually was like pondering. It was almost as though his brain started doing some sort of calculations, and then he realized this is fake math. This is not real math. What are we doing?
What?
Jack to pee math?
Why am I listening to this? Like it's. Like I was intently listening.
Yeah,
like,
okay,
here we go.
I could see your brain going, well, you carry the one, and then, like, what?
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like.
This will be the true test of grit. This hour will be the true test of my ability to hang on 4 hours of sleep.
Fading?
A little bit. A little bit of fade. The brain was really vibrating at a high frequency earlier, as you could tell by the pace of my speech patterns.
You got another one of those Celsiuses?
I don't, but I did almost finish this one. So we are going to be slowing down. It'll be like low battery.
That is should a we, big one. How many ounces is that?
Thank you very much.
I only have the tiny ones.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
What is that, though? 20 ounces?
I don't know.
No,
you have
it's got to be...
Yours aren't this size?
That looks like a 12-ouncer.
Okay.
Size matters, you know, Chew.
It does.
800-990-3776. We got a little feisty there talking about the coaching carousel and Brian Kelly. Where do you stand on that? Did Brian Kelly do anything wrong? Did Brian Kelly do anything wrong by leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU while his team is still in the hunt for a national championship? 800-990-3776. Because I still say, guys.
Think about that sentence you just said.
Did Brian Kelly do anything wrong?
And then what was the rest of it?
By going to LSU.
While
his team.
They're in the hunt.
Still has a chance at the national championship.
They have a chance to win a national championship. Peace out, everybody.
See,
I'm going to get the cash.
So let me ask you this, because I did see this interpretation of that. Does that mean that he doesn't think that they have a chance to win the national championship?
Correct.
Hmm.
No, disagree. This is why he left. Only reason.
Yes, the only reason.
$15 million American dollars, Gabe, a year for Brian Kelly. They've done nothing.
Let me ask you a question. Who got the better deal? And I don't even mean money-wise or houses and selling houses and Norman and whatever, because, by the way, was it like this guy who's running for treasurer in Oklahoma, did you see this, tried to say on Twitter that, hey, if it makes you feel any better, here's all the money that Lincoln Riley will have to pay in taxes because he's moving from Oklahoma to California. And people were like, I don't think that's the flex you think it is, buddy. He's literally paying more money not to live in your state. Like, I think maybe he misinterpreted that a little bit. So who got the better deal? Lincoln Riley going to USC or Brian Kelly going to LSU?
I'm going to say Lincoln Riley because Brian Kelly isn't going to be able to play his fake-ass schedule anymore where they're half into the ACC and they're still an independent and they don't have to play a conference championship this year. He's going into the SEC. Why don't you call Brett Bielema and ask him how it was? Okay?
A little tougher.
Well, also, tougher.
I feel like the resources at Arkansas are not the same as the resources at LSU. But yes, your point is well taken. Because some people even said that that's part of the reason why Lincoln Riley was like, I'm out.
Oh, 100%.
Oklahoma moving to the SEC. He looks around and goes, we're the big dog here.
Yeah.
We're the big dog in the Big 12, but we go to the SEC and we're middle of the pack.
And he's, I mean, presumably Oklahoma and Texas would end up in the same division even as Alabama. So now you're going to play Alabama every single year, and you're going to be that also-ran because, well, the SEC is all about Nick Saban. Whereas if you go to USC and you make not just USC, but an entire conference relevant again, now you're the big dog in the Pac-12. You saved that conference. That conference was becoming obsolete. But now it's got USC, and it's going to...
It's just so rotten. I've been in those rooms. I've been on recruiting trips. I've been a player. And for a coach to do this is just absolutely horrible. especially when he sells the crap that he sells. I went with my oldest son to Notre Dame. We were a little late. We get into the meeting room, and Kelly comes out before the game, does his little speech to the recruits, and my son looks at me and goes, I ain't going here. I didn't even have to say a thing. And he said that. And he sold his, we are one, and together, we're in this together. Yeah, right. I mean, come on. How can you sell that anymore and have...
See, and that's, again, that's the part that I don't have, you know, where I try to have these conflicting thoughts in my mind. Like, I don't have an issue with anybody going and getting yours, man. Like, if you want to be a legend at the bank, that is the one place you want to be a legend at. So I understand going and chasing the cash. That makes sense. But the problem that I have is all these college coaches who, again, are the holier than thou. We're in this
they're
together,
phonies,
like you said.
Frauds.
Yeah, and then you bail before the season's
how
not even over.
How would you like to be
okay,
the parent
of a... Okay, but can you have success not being a fraud?
Do you think there's a way he could have handled this, even though he went to LSU and said...
What would have made it better for you? If the kids didn't find out via Twitter... If the kids didn't find out, and I say
no,
kids, they're
said,
18 to 22-year-old, they're young men. I don't want to sit here and diminish them or diminish their life experiences, but that seems to be the thing that people lean on is, oh, I wish that the team had found out differently. So if he had said to LSU, do not announce this, I have to tell my team, would you feel better about it today?
If there was a way he could have handled it where he's not leaving them high and dry, then yes, of course,
because
if he wanted out.
The final college football playoff ranking hasn't come out.
And they're number six, and there's going to be a shakeup because Iowa's going to beat Michigan,
what?
And it's going to just throw everything into a tizzy.
What?
Alabama is out because they're going to lose to Georgia, and Notre Dame is going to be in it, and I hope they win.
You hope they win because of Shart and Farter. John of West Bend, you're
still
on.
Hopes they win.
You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. End this madness, John. What's going on with you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is going to continue to happen year after year after year, and people are upset, and then they're not going to be upset. And the NCAA should just implement a system where you get fined if you let it out. So you can get your coach, but you can't give out the news until the end of the year. Then none of the kids get upset. None of the teams go, okay, you can't coach us through the bowl season and all that. And it ends at the end of the season. And if it gets out, people who let it out get fined to make them not let it out. Because coaches are going to move for the money and the opportunities. It's not like they're going to stop doing that.
Do you think that LSU would have said when he came, if Brian Kelly said, can you just wait till our season's done with, I'm coming here? You think LSU's going to go, no, we have to
it's
have it now.
It's just not how it works, man. Somebody tells somebody who tells somebody who tells the media.
Look, I don't have
or
a
somebody
problem.
Tells the media.
I don't have a problem with him getting the money. Just don't be a phony ass,
but
which you are.
But again, this is where I go back to. That's just the culture of the space. And that's why I come back and I tell you guys.
Why can't that culture change?
I would love for that culture to change. And I tell you, it has to be incremental. That's why I always tell you guys when I go and sit down with a coach, hey, he's a really good guy. He's a good guy. He's going to try to do things the right way. And that's not just me being like drinking the Kool-Aid because I walked into a certain facility. I was in awe of all of their bells and whistles. I'm saying like it's going to be guy by guy. You got to flip that culture. You got to get the Urban Meyers, sorry to call somebody out by name, out of there, which they have now. He's in the NFL.
Could you imagine, though? Could you imagine, because it's got to hit home, I think, for some people to really... Could you imagine if Wisconsin was sixth right now, playing in the Big Ten tournament against Michigan, they win and they're in, and Chris says, I just accepted the Notre Dame job. Could you imagine that?
Well, but again, this goes back to culture, right? There's just, I feel like... Every situation is different. One of the big conversations you're hearing about who they were going to get at LSU was fit, right? They said, like, oh, you got to be an SEC guy. I even heard Ian Fitzsimmons on a drop this morning on SportsCenter saying, like, you know, he's a Midwesterner going down to LSU. What the bleep does that matter? What, Midwesterners can't what?
Isn't that what Nick Saban
eat
did?
Crawfish.
And, doesn't have the accent.
You know what I mean? Like, what does that even mean? I agree that fit matters, but that's only if you're subscribing to we are a certain team that has certain boxes that have to be checked.
Well, they just had that guy.
If
they had
yes,
the,
yes,
they had
yes,
the biggest
yes, 2 years ago.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And
go,
then they just
go Tigers. Yeah. Go Tigers. We had that guy.
Well, I mean, that was actually, you know, intelligible. I could understand what you were saying. I don't know if when Ed Orgeron says it, I don't know if I can.
We've got my Paul Malls. I don't know.
But thank you very much, because I was going to ask the follow-up, but then you went ahead and answered it for me. Dave in East Troy, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I guess this bothers me quite a bit when college coaches, they can just leave at any whim, and college kids can't transfer at least one time without being penalized. You know, you're talking about 18, 19-year-old kids that think they know where they want to go and what they want to do, and then they can't transfer without having to sit out.
Well, now we have the transfer portal, though, Dave, so that you can. Now you can. You can enter the transfer portal.
Yeah, and it's still just, it's still, there's kids that sit. There's still kids that have to sit. I just don't think a coach should be able to leave like that, or there needs to be more restrictions on it.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate the restrictions element of it, because that's what I think this all boils down to, guys.
Well, yeah,
I think that they need to step in and say, we're not doing the thing where teams are still in the running for a national championship, and your team is in it, and you're, see, I'm out.
And that's why I like the fact that the playing field has been leveled a little bit. I mean, it won't ever get to the same point. These college coaches are always going to make more than the kids, but at least the kids can make money now on their name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, I was just going to go there, though, Gabe. I think name, image, and likeness has turned into a big flop. It's a flop. None of these kids are getting name, image. How many kids on the Badger teams are getting name, image, and likeness? Seven?
No, I mean, the offensive line all had a deal. I mean, it's not major money,
no,
but it's something. Like, I think all the offensive linemen had a deal with a barbecue place. Graham Mertz has got his own stuff that he puts out there. I can't imagine.
It's seven guys, right? Well, I mean, I think this is going to respike again, Jen, especially with all this money going to these head coaches.
Yeah.
If I'm a player, I'm like, it was just a farce. This name and I mean, I'd like to see the percentage of college football players or college athletes that actually benefit from name, image, and likeness.
It's a very small percentage. The bottom line is it's a small percentage. But I do think we're stepping in the right direction where they can now monetize their success. I think that is a good thing. Because as one of our callers said, it did feel like the playing fields were very imbalanced when it came to the leverage and the freedom that coaches have versus the restrictions that were on the players. But I think they're trying to make that better. They're trying to make it where they can move easier between programs. Again, the issue for me comes down to this is the way the culture is. You have so few opportunities, guys, whether it's you in your daily life or you in your radio career, Gabe, or Chewy, whatever the hell it is
Sleep.
You're up to. Yeah. You have very few opportunities to maximize your earning potential. You have very few. So I don't begrudge these guys who take advantage of them. It's easy to throw darts at them. It's easy to sit there and go, you're a bad guy because the team didn't find out before the world found out. But we're also living in a 24-hour news cycle. Like, it was a lot easier to keep things under wraps 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Now you're on a call in your dentist's office, and then the lady who cleans your teeth is calling the local paper saying, you know what I just heard? Brian Kelly's going to LSU. I heard it. His wife was calling a moving company, right? Or the chick, what was the great story from last year of the woman who was working at the liquor store?
In Kansas City, Kansas City came in and bought a bunch of champagne.
And she broke the news that
Patrick Mahomes
was signing an extension.
For like $1 billion,
right?
Yeah.
But let me ask you guys this. You got a five-star athlete that's going to play college football. Would you trust a word Brian Kelly says?
No.
Go into it knowing that. You have to go into it knowing that.
But so many people don't.
Yeah.
Well, it is our job to tell them then. It is our job to tell these high school athletes that, hey, don't go and listen to what the coaches say. Get yours.
Yeah, don't listen to the coach. Listen to us.
Yes.
You? Who's on
I
4 hours of sleep?
Anything wrong with that? Let's go with that philosophy. Don't listen to the coaches. Listen to us. And speaking of listening to us, have you guys been out to the corners of Brookfield yet? It is such a great spot all year round, but especially magical during the holidays. The lights are now up, and they will be up through New Year's Eve. Visit the corners and experience the first year of Candy Corners Lane. Dazzling pathways, 4,000 feet of lights, a gingerbread house, a candy cane archway, a great place to take your holiday photos if you're into that sort of thing. They also have a North Pole mailbox located in the Market Square vestibule. That means that you can bring your kids down there with their letters to Santa and drop them off. What a magical experience that will be. There'll be caroling groups on site several times over the next few months. So listen, if the Corners of Brookfield isn't on your to-do list yet, put it on there. It's a great place to take care of all of your last-minute shopping as well. And they've got spots for everyone on your list. L.L. Bean, Lululemon, Anthropologie, Evereve, Sendix Home, Altered State. The coat that I wore on College Game Day last week, Von Maur. Picked it up at Von Maur. Steel, one of my favorite spots in all of southeastern Wisconsin, is the corners of Brookfield, and it should be yours too. For more information on everything they've got going on out there, just get to their website. It's thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com. Power rankings next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now I don't know if I know anything. I'm going to be real honest here. And I don't think that a lot of us Packers people who have been following the team now for the last year trying to figure out the salary cap, we don't know anything.
On 94.5 ESPN.
No, but seriously, are you one of these people who can... you know, stop talking in the middle of the sentence on 4 hours of sleep? That's not what I was going to say. Are you one of these people who can thrive on only a few hours of sleep? That's what I was going to say before my brain just stopped.
And then you just had no idea what you're going to say.
Stopped in the middle of the intersection.
Let me say this. If you love pizza, join Palermo's Pizza Crew. Palermo's Pizza has been making great-tasting frozen pizza right here in Wisconsin for over 55 years. They want you to be a part of their pizza crew. Palermo's Pizza has immediate openings for production team members. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, and a great benefits package that includes, yeah, that's right, you guessed it, free pizza. Visit PalermoVillaInc.com/careers to apply today. Have fun while being part of a team that makes some of the best tasting pizza available.
Let us know, 800-990-3776. What is the least amount of sleep that you have to get where you can still, you know,
function?
There you, that's exactly the word I was looking for.
God, Chewy's on top.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, Chewy's finishing your sentences, Jen. It might be time to go.
I told you this is going to be a rough hour. I gave you that information an hour and 20 minutes ago. I said, just wait for the second hour when my brain just absolutely crashes. Let's get to power rankings.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL power rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
Okay, outside of one little flipper-flopper, this is how I would have ranked all 10.
What?
Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's probably the best one of the year outside of 5-6.
You have the most off and on relationship with the power rankings.
Because I think they're finally
listening
to me.
We're broken up for the rest of the day, yes. Is basically how you and the power rankings have existed this season.
Do you know who does this?
Does what?
At the power mothership, rankings. The power rankings?
I have no idea.
Well, why?
Well, I mean, who sends
why
you the email?
Why don't I know who does the
is
power rankings?
Is it your
rankings?
Guy Fish or Sim or...
Hembo?
Hembo! That guy.
Fish. Or
whatever the amount of sleep
Hembo.
He's getting is not enough. Okay,
swimmies,
four
swimmy.
Hours
swimmy.
In eight Sassy. Hours. In case you missed it earlier on the show, that's Chewy's sleep blueprint.
Okay. You ready for number 10? This one took a big dip. 10, oh. 10, 10, 10.
I have 10, 10, 10, 10, the Bengals as my 10, 10, 10 team.
Dallas Cowboys.
Gabe is correct.
What?
With the Dallas Cowboys at number 10.
They were at
falling.
5 last week,
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, falling to 5.
Can I be honest? I thought they fell out. I thought they fell out of the top 10.
They're close. The Rams are at 11, I'll tell you that. The Rams did.
Ooh, that's
did
good
fall
information because I
out,
definitely had the Rams
so
higher on the list.
Wow, the
Gabe,
Rams.
You too?
The Rams.
I had the Rams on the list.
The Rams fell from 4.
From 4 to out of the list.
11, yeah.
I mean,
wait,
they
wait,
have
that
lost
doesn't make
three
any,
in a row.
That doesn't make... Well, maybe that's it. But I was going to say, like, that game wasn't, like, a complete blowout.
Yeah, it kind of was.
What?
Yeah.
I think it has more to do with Stafford is not playing good football
but
right
isn't
now.
He hurt? I thought I saw Diana report that he was hurt, like,
everybody's
from
hurt.
Top to bottom.
He's a baby. That's
he's
what he is.
A wah-wah.
Head to toe.
I don't know about his toe, but...
Wee, Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. 9, 9, 9, 9 is right where it should be,
number
and I like them.
9 times. How about the Titans? I have the Titans at number 9.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Gabe is correct again with the Cincinnati Bengals. Does Jin get
theoretically,
the...
Theoretically, I should have had the Bengals at number 9 since I had them at 10.
Yeah.
And they weren't at 10. Yeah, that's a miscue on my part.
Are we spotting her any for lack of sleep?
Why
or no? Because you're up
not
to
even a little
scratch.
Bit. No, nothing.
I can't believe you threw that out there and thought there was even a slight chance that somebody was going to spot me anything.
Well, I was the only one close to having your back. These guys...
That's true. Thank you, Chip.
But you still didn't.
All right, number 8. Ooh.
Technicalities, Ashton. Technicalities. How about the Titans? May not make that same mistake.
This is a team that should be out of the top 10, but yes, the Tennessee Titans are probably.
You are both correct.
Dang
the
it,
Titans
Gabe. How am I going to catch you if you say the same thing I say?
Number 8, and they dropped all the way from 3. A lot of dropping today.
Well, have tacos last night?
I'm not sure why you're laughing.
Tickle
something funny.
Big cat. All right, number 7.
What was it? What's causing the purge, big guy? You want to talk about it?
Lasagna.
Well, can I be honest? I had the Rams here. So now you told us that the Rams are out of the list. So instead of the Rams, I have the Bills here.
I am going to say Kansas City.
Jen is on the board.
Yes!
Buffalo Bills are 7. Gabe up 2-1. They are up 12 spots. Who did they beat? Oh, they beat the Saints.
Yeah, but they dominated.
Yeah, they did. But to jump up that much, I'm still not on the Bills.
They're up 5 spots, big guy.
5 spots?
Their previous ranking was 12.
12?
What did I say?
You said they're up 12 spots, and I just felt like that was a necessary adjustment. Otherwise, you're nailing it today. Sorry.
Thank you. That's like my number for the station. 1-800-14-221. All right, number 6.
What is that, a social security number?
Oh, boy.
What is that, the code to your locker at the gym?
No.
Oh, there's no 8-9 in there.
Yeah, there's no 8-9. Number 6.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have the Chiefs at 7-4 at number 6.
Yeah, I'll go Kansas City here.
Game!
Kansas City is correct. They
no!
are number 6, still at 2-1.
You cannot keep choosing my teams.
Are they better than the
or
Patriots?
I can.
First of all,
I can do whatever I want.
There you go. Thank you for participating, Ashton. All right, number 5.
How about he goes first and I'll steal
okay.
after him. I'll
no,
copy off of his paper.
Works.
What do you mean? Why do I always
because,
have to go first?
Because you're the oldest.
You're 53?
He meant between the two of us,
oh,
you jackwagon.
Two M's, that's where I got confused.
Samson and I was way off.
All right, what number are we on?
On 5.
I feel
on
like
5.
You should know that.
Number 5.
As the arbiter of this game, shouldn't you be keeping
don't you
track?
I feel like the deck is stacked
See,
against
now, I will
me.
Just, I don't agree with 4. 4 should be back 3.
1, 2, 3.
But we're on 5, just FYI.
But we're on 5.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If that okay, helps. I have the Patriots at number 5.
That's what I have as well.
Patriots are, in fact,
so
5.
That was where because they're so hot. They've won 6 games in
yes.
a row. I didn't know if they would leapfrog Baltimore.
They are up 4 spots. They were at 9.
Crap.
Baltimore, he deserves a round of applause for that. He did it on the fly.
Do you like the Patriots?
Yes.
Yes.
I have...
Yes.
But I have more confidence in the Chiefs than I do the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. If you ask me who I think is winning the AFC right now, I say it's the Chiefs.
Okay.
But New England's won 6 in a row. Like, that's
I like that
for
question,
something.
Though. I like that question. Who do I think between those two teams will win?
It basically comes down to Mac Jones.
Yeah, he's a rookie. Like, I don't trust him in the playoffs because he's a rookie. He hasn't been there before.
Hmm.
Like, he might, he'll probably be pretty good at some point there.
Yes.
But as
yes.
a rookie, first time through the playoffs... I do not trust
What's
him.
Your explanation for why the Chiefs have struggled then?
Bored. No, really. Really, really. You get to that third year, you've been to 2 Super Bowls in a row, and you're just kind of like treading water. Wait until the real games happen here.
I would say that that's horse bleep, but actually hearing Chewy talk about the 1998 Packers in the same way, like, it makes sense.
Yeah. And if you watch them, they kind of play like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mahomes is like, I'm going to do it my way, Andy. We did it your way. We'll see it, you know?
Yeah. And I was the sleep-deprived one. This
yes.
guy over here is saying that you're making sense. Who
you.
Needs more sleep?
When it comes to football, I
Gabe
blindly
or
trust
Jen.
Chewy.
What do we have?
I've got Chewy football
number
art
4.
Hanging up at my desk.
I've got the Ravens at number 4.
Yeah, Baltimore at 4.
They are 4. I think the Patriots and the Chiefs are better than the Ravens. Lamar is not playing great football. Four picks against Cleveland.
Oh, okay. When's the last time somebody got four picks and still won?
It's got to be Brett, right?
I feel like that's a safe bet. Okay. I feel like that. Can we look that up? Can we
Do you find agree out with
if
me, though?
Two live crew that I mean, threw four picks in a victory?
If you were to rank those three teams, you wouldn't go Ravens, Chiefs, Patriots.
I'd go, again, Kansas City is my number one team in the AFC right now.
You agree?
I'd go KC, Baltimore, New England.
Yeah, you're just not giving Mac Jones any. Yeah. They've won six straight. I still feel like, you know, it's not like Belichick got dumb. It's not like he got 4 hours of sleep last night.
Lamar Jackson, by the way, the first quarterback to throw four interceptions and win since 2013 when Jens quarterback Andy Dalton threw four.
My guy, the Red Rifle.
At least he didn't say Red Rocket.
I know. I know.
Wait, I thought that's what he was.
Chewy.
What? What did you do? We're on three.
This is tricky for me.
Gabe's got to go first.
Gabe, you got to go first.
Tampa Bay.
Buccaneers.
Is that your guess?
Yes. I should have picked something else, but it's the only
one. Buccaneers can't are, beat him. Can't in beat fact, him. Three. Up three.
You know what this means.
Gabe won.
Yeah.
Well, that, but also the Packers are number one.
Yes.
They are one.
The Packers are number one.
See, now,
in
I would
the
go.
Power rankings.
Do you guys agree? I would go Packers. Gap. Not a sizable gap, but a gap.
Like on a scale of 1 to 4, like a 0.5
like
gap?
Like Michael Strahan's teeth.
What the hell
between the pee to water ratio math this morning and the trying to figure out Chewy's power rankings of who's a good team and who isn't, I still think that the good team, wait, the good teams are the ones, not the fours.
What the hell are you talking about?
This is your
game.
Oh,
yeah.
my
Here, one
my
to four.
All right, I'll give you my ones and
no,
one
we
five.
Yeah. All right. We don't have time for this.
Packers
Love
are
this.
A one.
Yep.
Cardinals are a one.
Okay.
Buccaneers are 1-5. Ravens 1-5. Ooh. Patriots 1-5. Chiefs 1-5. Bills 1-5. Titans a two.
How many 1-5s can you have?
Seven teams can win the Super Bowl. That's it. Am I right?
He's absolutely right.
One team can win the Super Bowl, you moron!
And it ain't the Titans.
Seven teams can win the Super Bowl. No, the Titans are definitely not in there.
No.
We've got Mike Golic Jr. coming up next. He will be fantastic to have on in the wake of all the news at Notre Dame and, of course, with the college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. But first, Chew.
Ashy, signs of fall, give them to me.
Leaves, s'mores, hot chocolate, ice cream, chili, guacamole.
No,
what
ice
were we talking
cream,
about yesterday?
No guacamole. No.
Key lime pie,
well,
all these things, windows
you
open.
Are like many other window door installers, all right? You're already hibernating until spring. Not Pella, Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The Pella, Wisconsin team installs year-round in as little as one day. With Pella's one room, one window at a time method, they work to keep the rest of your home cozy while making each other room more energy efficient than ever. You should also know that every Pella of Wisconsin installer goes through rigorous mandatory Pella certified every year to ensure your complete satisfaction. Better still, with six lines to fit your style, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin offers financing to fit virtually any budget. Here's the deal. Through November 31st, choose Pella of Wisconsin's feature offered of no payments and no interest for 12 months, plus 20% off of labor. Energy costs are on the rise, so make your home more energy efficient now. Stop by the Pella Experience Center or set your free consultation now. Visit PellaWI.com or call their toll-free number, 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Mike Golic Jr., provocative food mind.
I think versatility does have to go to the peanuts. It's got a long track record. Like, I feel like we've been rocking with peanuts for so much longer.
Football analyst.
The Packers are, at the very least, the top two team in the NFC, and maybe they are number one at this point.
And friend to all.
If Christmas makes you happy, combat that seasonal affective disorder. Get seasonal depression out of here.
It's a Gojo Tuesday. Catch Mike Golic Jr. on 540 ESPN weekdays from 2 to 6. And right now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So many different directions we could go with our pal Mike Golic Jr., but I have to start with this. Gojo, how do you feel about the new intro where you are referred to as a provocative food mind trademark?
I was just going to say, I am so touched by the level of effort that went into creating that open. truly overwhelmed right now, guys. So thank you. I as always, will feel humbly, wholly undeserving of these titles. But if you guys are going to give them to me, I trust you because you guys are my friends.
As overwhelmed as you were yesterday when you found out that Brian Kelly was headed to LSU?
You know what? Honestly, it is a very, very close second because, like, in all honesty, I had been asked about the possibility of that. Like, there were no stranger at Notre Dame to Brian Kelly either, you know, flirting with the NFL years ago or other jobs kind of coming around here. And so I think I was on talking to Peter Burns, who does a great job as a SEC network host and ESPN radio host on the weekends. And he asked me, you know, hey, you know, kind of rumors out there about Notre Dame or Brian Kelly to LSU. And I said, well, I didn't think it was likely at the time. I would kind of understand it because we have seen the ceiling at LSU in the last 2 decades has looked a little bit different. The last 3 head coaches that have been there have won national championships, and only one of them was a better coach than Brian Kelly, so I can see the appeal.
But how does he do this, Mike? I mean, your team has a very good chance of making the college playoff because I think there's going to be some disruption this weekend. And you have to feel for these kids. I just thought it was handled so poorly.
I'm always going to feel for the kids. Like, I'm a child of a coaching change myself. You know, Brian Kelly took over after Charlie Weiss was fired my sophomore year. And I remember having conversations with a lot of those coaches who were like, you know, we feel terrible about this for you guys because there's going to be a lot of players and coaches, support staff members, members of the training staff there whose lives could potentially change forever based off the decision of one person or a handful of people in these spots. So my mind always goes there first. But if I zoom back out in all of this and say, all right, like looking at this, if you know that's going to be your future and you're approached by it, especially in a time where the early signing period is the reality in the world that we've been living in for the last few years, the one-time transfer rule is now a huge part of college football, I'd say, all right, well, if I'm thinking about this logically from Brian Kelly or any coach who is leaving right now's perspective is, I think I'm leaving in part because I feel like there's a ceiling at my current job. So even if I get to this playoff here, I've been a part and seen how that's gone before. And I know at my next job, I got a chance to potentially capitalize on some interesting recruiting gains in this interim period here. As we've got this time, as we've got the ability to sign a good transition class, because results are going to be expected immediately once you dive into the SEC West. We've seen that's how it works.
My biggest issue, though, Gojo, is, you know, when you see Brian Kelly leaving at this point, or you see Lincoln Riley and you hear about the way that they have or have not told their teams, as Brian Kelly was meeting with his team this morning, he had to send a group text to the entire squad.
Hey, he talked to them for 11 minutes, according to our Adam Rittenberg.
Like, the part that, like, college coaches, like, the whole culture around college football is, oh, we're building these young boys into men, and we're setting examples and doing all these things, but at the end of the day, it's just a job, and they will go to the highest bidder. And I have a hard time, like, pairing those two things together, that on one hand, you're going to preach this thing, but on the other hand, you're actually going to preach something different.
I think his biggest issue, Gojo, is the whole leaders of men thing that we hear all the time.
Yeah, we do too much hero worship in college sport. I mean, we do too much hero worship in society and in sports in general, but college sport is kind of a weird ground for it. I would say this. I mean, what's the old phrase, right? When people show you who they are, believe them. We've seen enough from college coaches to know, right? Like, we should stop believing them. They're not leaders of men. They're not here in most cases. And I'll say in most cases. Because, man, you know, we've all been fortunate enough to meet some college coaches and be around some you trust. And especially at the position coach level, at the coordinator level, it's a different bag than the head coach business, where you're a little more removed from all this, and the dollars are just so out of proportion right now that it's hard to really live in reality in all these spots. But I would just say to people, believe the former less and believe the latter more. I would say if you're a player, you've got more rights than you've ever had in the history of college football here. Use them. You owe them nothing. You are an entity that exists to make sure that this 4 to 5 year experience goes as well for you and your teammates as possible here. Look out for those people in the immediacy here, because again, you as a player have 4 to 5 years.
Gojo, to me,
as much football as you want to, or to get to the next level here, capitalize on that in the best way that you can, and remember that you owe them nothing.
Yeah, it's a good philosophy, Gojo, who joins us every week during the football season. To me, this is don't hate the player, hate the game. right? And I understand that Brian Kelly's going to take all the slings and arrows and maybe Lincoln Riley to a lesser degree, but like, this is the way that the college structure is. I'm never going to begrudge somebody for going out and getting their money. You know, you have very few opportunities to maximize your earning potential. I don't understand how you go, I really would rather take the job when my team has, you know, either won a national championship or is in the college football playoff. But by then, the opportunity may have passed, you know? And so that's where I struggle with. I understand the criticism. I really do. But to me, the criticism is aimed exclusively at the culture and the way that it's currently structured that doesn't have guardrails in place that prevent these things from happening.
Jen, I completely agree. My thought process has always been, I don't want to limit a coach's ability to go out and earn. I just want to stop limiting a player's ability to do so. That's always my biggest thing, is in this entire lead up to NIL becoming a part of this, to pay for play being more of a conversation, it's always been about people wanting to try and put limits and guardrails on that. And I've always pointed to coaches and said, listen, we don't do it to them, and I don't want to do it for them. Life is short. These opportunities are tough to come by. These jobs come with a lot of stress and a lot of asks in all of them. If you can make money, go out there and do it. As far as, you know, the team meeting and stuff like that, I was having this conversation with someone. As jilted as I initially felt, I sat and thought about it. What's the right way to deliver that message to 110 people at a moment's
group
notice?
Group text. Like,
yeah, which is exactly what we saw happen here.
What news though, Gojo? What news can you not deliver in a group text though? Right? Because there's got to be some news that you like. You're going to be a dad, right? I feel like that. Well, it shouldn't be a group. It should just be.
I got all sorts of questions.
But yeah, good point. You are the father. But what is some news that you really can't deliver in a group text? Because we were trying to figure that out after we heard that Brian Kelly did in fact deliver this news to his team via a group me.
I mean, I would probably say the most concerning one to get via group text, especially if it wasn't specified, was some sort of like sexually transmitted disease results.
The now group text just takes it to a whole other level of complications, doesn't it? Like, hey, all of y'all.
Did you give me the clap?
I'm glad we've gathered you.
We are gathered here today to figure out which one of you guys... Anything else? What do you think? What should you not deliver in text message form?
Ooh, not deliver in text. Well, I mean, it's so funny in this situation because, like, the go-to example that we all want to say is a breakup, right? Like, that's always been the cardinal sin, is you can't break up with someone via text message, but, you know, breaking up with 110 someones, like, this is sort of like in those, like, memes where someone goes to text a lot of the girls that they've been texting and they accidentally do it in a group all at once. Like, that's kind of what this feels like. It's the closest comp I can come up with. Because, again, the cardinal sin of texting people is, hey, you know what? You probably shouldn't break up with someone via text. So college football, challenging norms.
Mike, you think Kelly gave Notre Dame the opportunity to match it, or did he want a change of scenery?
I would expect that there was some negotiation here or something in the way of a back and forth, because initially when a lot of these reports started coming out and you saw, you know, Pete Sampson and the folks over at The Athletic, which, you know, Pete does an outstanding job covering the Notre Dame beat and always has. But when I saw that report initially come out and I saw some of the things specifically mentioned, I went, oh, this is, you know, Brian trying to get more money out of Notre Dame for certain facilities, trying to get some upgrades in certain spots. So I figured there'd be some of the money back and forth here, but the guy's also been here 12 years now. And so you're right. If you wanted to sell me on a change of scenery and an opportunity to grab a late career national championship at a place where that's proved easier, I believe all that is, it was just, you know, him feeling like it was time to go.
Gojo, being the provocative food mind that you are, we had a discussion yesterday. I was a little jealous of Chewy's Thanksgiving because he did a non-traditional Thanksgiving of barbecue and all these things, but he was also in Florida. So for dessert, they had key lime pie. And I just feel that being in Wisconsin, like, key lime pie is very much like a tropical thing. Like, it's got to be warm. It can't be late November and me having key lime pie. Do you agree with that? Are there certain foods that have to fit into certain climates? Like, I'm not eating chili
in Florida
because it's got to be cold.
What happened to, first of all, I can do whatever I want?
See?
Jen, Jen, if I had a question for you, I'd have directed it towards you. I'm talking to the provocative food mind in the group.
Oh, he's
Jen and I are very aligned in these takes because she's right. Why do we have to make rules on all this stuff? Now, maybe this was the version of me that also, you know, when I was doing radio at 4 o'clock in the morning, where there are truly no rules on what you want to eat, when you want to eat. If you decide that 3 a.m. is lunch, have at it. The world is your oyster. If you want to eat Thai at 2 in the morning, I'm not going to stop you. Only God's awake to judge us right now. I would say this, though. I have consumed plenty of key lime pie in the cold winter months here in Connecticut. I'm not going to judge that. Hell, I'm the same guy that yesterday on my coffee walk here decided to bust out the single glove to use to hold my cold brew hand because I know it's 25 degrees, but I'm not going to stop drinking my coffee cold because this is America and I have rights.
There you have it.
More rules on the food over here than there are in college football for coaches leaving, Gojo. You go figure. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you as always. Big night of the college football rankings being revealed. And, of course, you'll continue talking about that all week long, including today on your show on 540 ESPN. Canty and Golic Jr. will be listening.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon.
Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel better and help feel and perform at their very best. It does not matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. What Mentality can bring to the table is board-certified physicians who provide a complete physical exam, consultation, complete blood panel, and results with your very first visit. Look, don't let age be an excuse to settle for second best. Your career, it's a competition. You need every edge you can get in today's rapidly changing market, and that's what Mentality can bring to the table for you. There's no better safe and insured medical solution. Check out LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low-T treatments at LowTUSA.com.
Brian Kelly broke the news of his departure to his team in a group text. What information, what news can you not text other people? What breaks the rules? That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have to get 50 olas in a day.
When you say olas, you mean just dropping ola in conversation.
The workers there, I have to get 50.
Well, ola to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it means, but it's ola.
What
with a silent J.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
No, you're going to be fine.
Are we sure?
What is happening right now?
Ooh, very relaxing.
It's a waterfall.
Oh, what a jerk. I almost said Richard, but I said jerk instead. Look at me censoring myself on 4 hours of sleep. I said I had to pee, and I was going to go during the break, and I said, no, I'm just going to hold it. So Ashton's playing water sounds.
That's good.
What is this? This is a water park? Yeah. Where are we at? Noah's Ark now? We asked you this morning, did Brian Kelly do anything wrong?
Noah's Ark?
Yep, Notre Dame. That's where I was going. My brain
Noah's Dame, Noah's Ark.
Smashed the two together like a smash burger that Chewie's never heard of.
I still don't know how that's possible.
What, a smash burger?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know how it's possible you don't know what a smash burger is.
Yes.
He knows how they make a smash burger.
I explained it to you earlier.
Not interested.
You were interested an hour ago.
But I'm not hungry. You just gave me the world's worst mint.
Yeah, that mint was weird.
What the heck?
Ginger mango.
But that's not a mint.
That's what it says, artesian mints.
But it's not a mint. Like, a mint has to have a mint flavor.
You
it was citrus,
think.
And then you bite into
is
it,
that
and
true?
It's the ginger.
Does a mint have to have mint flavor?
I mean, you would think so.
Not pepper.
Well, I mean, no, it's ginger mango.
Yeah.
You just gave me the world's worst mint. I think we should put that on the poll, Ashton. Does a mint have to have mint
yes.
flavor? I don't think so. I think mint is one of those catch-all phrases nowadays.
So if your toothpaste says it's minty and it's not minty, that's okay?
No, I'm not talking about minty. Minty is different than mint. If it's a mint, it can be several different flavors, I think.
So does a mint have to have mint flavor? That's the poll you want put out of the public?
Yeah, because these are called artesian mints.
That is.
And they're ginger mango flavor.
Can you read, do you have on the box what's in them?
It says, this is a tiny tin of artesian mints, the perfect on-the-go pocket-sized breath freshener.
Definitely
our ginger
not freshening
mango
your breath.
Mints
My
are made with
like ginger
only ingredients that burst with zingy fruit freshness. Yeah. How many hours of sleep did the person who wrote that have?
Two.
We asked you, did Brian Kelly do anything wrong in leaving Noah's Ark?
He left a floater in the lazy river.
Yes, he left the team high and dry, or no, it's the system. Right now, guys, we're running about even.
Really?
51-48. 51% saying yes, left the team high and dry. No, it's the system with 48% of the vote. Bradley weighing in saying, while I disagree with the practice, it is the system for which college football coaches follow. Now you add in the transfer portal for the student athletes. I think it actually makes more normal and acceptable for coaches to leave.
But again, it's not leaving. It's leaving when your team has a chance to. This is the first time that this has happened when a team has a chance to play for a national championship. Like, there is.
So
I
you just
think
don't
that,
like the precedent it sets.
I don't like the unreal. I mean, it takes it to a new level, right? Because when Brett Bielema did it to Wisconsin, what was that, 2012, 9 years ago at this point, the Badgers playing in Rose Bowl doesn't feel great because your season's not over. Same thing with what Lincoln Riley just did with Oklahoma. They're not going to play for a national championship. They got one game left. Season's not over. And the other thing is, like, these coaches complain when kids decide to set up bowl games because it's in their
if
best
Oklahoma
interest.
Oklahoma had
do this
beat
too.
Oklahoma State in Bedlam. Do you think he still leaves?
Yes.
And then I've got it. Yeah, then that's really bad because now you're leaving before the conference championship game. With Brian Kelly, there is no conference championship game, but it does. I don't think things have to go that wonky this weekend in order for Notre Dame to have a really good chance on Sunday morning of making it into that
top
four.
No, it's basically a Michigan loss to Iowa, a Cincinnati loss to Houston, maybe one other loss. I mean, Alabama, if Alabama loses to Georgia, they're likely out of the college football playoff, unless mayhem, like you mentioned, happened. I don't know how they put an Alabama team that's not a conference champion in there. It would be reputation alone, right? I mean, yes, they're a good team, but are they as good as Georgia? I guess we'll find out this Saturday when they face off in the SEC championship game. Simon weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. He says, no, he was at Notre Dame for what, 11 years? He leaves with the most wins in Notre Dame history. He had more success than anyone thought he could. If you're offered two times what you make today to move, why would you say no?
See, I'm saying you got to hit it closer to home. What if LaFleur, where there are no rules, leaves for Notre Dame?
Well, no, there are
Notre
rules.
Dame, not with...
He
can
leave to Notre Dame.
He can leave for Notre Dame.
But again, the NFL has rules in place that say you can't leave in the middle of the season during the playoff run.
LaFleur can do that.
Oh, it's assistant coaches
only? For another NFL job.
Yeah, they can control the NFL.
I thought we were talking. Because again, this goes back to what I said about Bieniemy, guys, and how Bieniemy hasn't been able to interview for jobs because the Kansas City Chiefs have always made these deep playoff runs, and the NFL has this rule in place that says so long as your team is still competing, you cannot put your name in the hat for another gig.
Could you imagine presser this afternoon?
If he didn't
Matt LaFleur, $20 million to Notre Dame, 10 years. I mean, could you imagine that?
Yeah, I can imagine it, and I'd be
Head
okay
coach
with
Aaron
it.
Aaron Rodgers?
I would stop it. You stop it right now. I would be fine with Matt LaFleur going and getting his at Notre Dame. I still say, though, and Chewy, you disagree, why would anyone leave an NFL head coaching gig to go back down to college where it's so much more stressful and there's so much more work?
Longevity. You can stay in college, I think, a lot longer than you can on the pros. You lose 2 or 3 years in the pros, have bad years. They leave you in college a little longer, right?
If they're paying that kind of money in college...
Yeah.
You're going to see coaches jumping ship to college.
Hmm.
Follow the money, Jen. Maybe. Always follow the
maybe
money.
Maybe I should be jumping ship to college.
Oh, I think you're going to jump ship to, like, Wilde and Tausch, Gelsman Brust.
No.
Well, we know her MO.
Those guys like me. This is more of one of those the devil you know versus the devil you don't type of situations. I'd rather take my chances with you momos on a regular basis. Hey, I made it through on 4 hours of sleep. How much sleep will I get the rest of the day?
Probably
none. Zero. I'm going to try Chewy's thing. 4 hours of sleep in 8 hours of time.
Works for me.
Does it? Does it work for you?
I mean,
put it on the poll. That's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wilde and Tausch is next. We'll see you again tomorrow on ESPN Milwaukee.